Hello, industry professionals. I hope you all are having a wonderful day. This is group P2. Our poster illustrates the process of biomass gasification with Fischer-Tropsch synthesis producing crude diesel. This project addresses the need for the increase in demand for cleaner sources of energy as the world transitions to a more greener future. The overall process can be divided into two parts. The first part is where the biomass is converted to syngas. And then the second part is where the syngas is further converted into crude diesel using the Fischer-Tropsch process. This process uses 90,000 tons per year of dry wood chips and produces 15,000 tons per year of crude diesel. The process plant will be located at Elko, British Columbia, and the wood chips will be collected from the nearby sawmill. The process plant is laid out in a manner that the major process units for the gasification process are located towards the southeast, whereas the warehouse, tanks, control rooms, and offices are located towards the north and west side of the process plant. This is done keeping in mind the safety of the people on site and also for the ease of access of the raw materials for the gasifier.
Our process consists of five main stages. The first stage is to collect the wood wastes and wood biomass from the Elko sawmill, and that is being stored until it's ready for use. That will be loaded onto a screw conveyor belt, and that will move on to our second stage, which would be the gasification and combustion. Here we use a dual fluidized bed and gasifier, and the biomass converted into raw syngas. This is operated at 10 atmospheres and about 800 Celsius. The special thing about the dual fluidized bed gasifier is that sand is being circulated from both the gasifier to the combustor. That way we have a conservation of heat, thus keeping our costs low to power it up to 800 Celsius. The next stage is the gas cleaning phase, where all the contaminants inside the syngas is being removed. We're using diethyl amine used as a scrubber and a separator to remove all our sulfur and to also to balance out our carbon monoxide and H2O. The fourth stage is the Fischer-Tropsch process, where we use the iron cobalt catalyst to convert the syngas into a liquid carbon chains. The liquid carbon chains are then distilled, and that brings us to our product, where diesel is maximized in this process, but we also get gasoline, jet fuel, and other heavy hydrocarbon chains. All this can be sold or used back into our combustor. For the purpose of this project, we have maximized diesel, but we can also change the yield in cases where the market might show that gasoline is a higher earner.
Environmental health and safety consists of four main parts: transportation, combustion, gas cleaning, and Fischer-Tropsch. Transportation of the raw materials to the gasification plant typically produces pollution in the form of greenhouse gas emissions. The plant is therefore located in Elko, BC, near the Canfor sawmill to minimize transportation distances of the raw materials and thereby reduce overall emissions of the plant. Combustion produces 1120 kilograms per hour of carbon dioxide. It will be released directly into the environment. However, depending on future regulations, carbon scrubbing could be implemented for reduction of CO2. Gas cleaning produces two main waste streams, liquid and gas. The liquid stream consists mostly of H2O with some diethanol amine and hydrogen sulfide. BOD and LC50 tests are used to regulate the stream, and it will be treated then released back into the environment through the Wigwam River. The waste gas stream consists of mostly carbon dioxide and water, and with hydrogen sulfide in the parts per billion, which will therefore be negligible. The Fischer-Tropsch process requires a cobalt catalyst, which will be recycled once fully used by Clean Harbors Incorporated.
Economic analysis. Our total capital investment is approximately $73 million. Gasification contributes approximately $22 million to this, $5 million approximately from the gas cleaning, and approximately $47 million from Fischer-Tropsch. Our total product cost is approximately $33,600,000 per year. Of this, $13,300,000 comes from utilities. More than 60% of that is from the gas cleaning. Distribution and selling is approximately $5 million, and plant overhead costs is approximately $4 million. Our cost of feedstock is negligible since it is collected from nearby sawmills who pay to have it pick it up. Refining is exported to a nearby facility in Edmonton, Alberta, owned by Suncor. The cost for refining is approximately $5.6 million per year. At an average price of $200 per barrel, and assuming an 86% efficiency, 280,000 barrels per year will gross us approximately $48 million. Below is a cash flow diagram with an IRR of approximately 3.9%.
On behalf of Group P2, I would like to thank you very much for listening to our presentation.